We'll say, just to finish off the end of Samech Amid Beis to the Mishnah, so we left off today on Samech Amid Beis by the two dots, Madudu Bekana. It's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 lines up from the bottom. Madudu Bekana kol Ela HaYamaisa Va'amru Yimach. Reb Shimon Matir. So remember, the Mishnah says that if the Akol measured the Jew's wine Bekana with a reed, see, he's measuring. So the Rabbanon said you have to sell it. It's Asr B'Shtiyah B'Mutr Bando. And Rabbi Shimon says that it's Mutr. Amr Rav Adav Ar Abba Yanuchu Lol Reb Shimon Brachos HaRosha. Literally, Bracha should rest upon the head of Reb Shimon. Kishu matir matra filu b'shtiyah. When he's matir, he says you could even drink it. It's mutter even b'shtiyah. Kishu oser osra filu bano. Wherever Reb Shimon says that it's mutter means b'shtiyah, and whenever he says it's oser is even bano. Amar Reb Chiya b'rei da abba bar Nachmani Amar Reb Chista Amar Rav Amar le Amar Reb Chista Amar Ziri halacha k'Reb Shimon. So I will say there are those who went ahead. This particular opinion said that halacha follows Reb Shimon. I will say in all of these cases. So remember, what's happening over here is that these are all cases where it's clear that he's not touching it for any other purpose, or I should say, it's clear that he's not touching it for any kind of nesech purposes. It's clear that the purpose of his touching, ultimately, again, is for some type of constructive purpose. He's measuring, he's swatting away a bee, whatever it is, but lemeis, again, it's clear that it's not for nesech purposes. So Reb Shimon says, therefore the wine is totally mutter, even b'shtiyah. So now the Gemara quotes his opinion, ziri, Reb Chista's name is ziri, the halach falls Reb Shimon. Ika da'ami, Amr of Chista, Amr li Abba, Barchan and Hacha Ami Ziri, Halacha Kereb Shimon. Others again also quote the Halacha of Az Reb Shimon, but yet the Gemara ends, Ve'in Halacha Kereb Shimon. That at the end of the day, the Halacha does not follow Reb Shimon. And Abba said, this is indeed how the halacha ultimately seems to come out, which is that halacha lemaisa, when there is any kind of contact between the nachri and the wine, even if it's clear circumstantially that the touching between the nachri and the wine is clearly not for nesach purposes, but clearly as some type of employment or some type of a constructive purpose, nevertheless, again, it's still going to be asr b'shtiyah, but muter b'anah, which leads us to the last part of the Gemara, notol chavis v'zarka b'chamosa labar zeha yamaisa. So the Mishnah says that if the Nachri got upset, and as a result he picked up a barrel and he threw it into the pit with wine, so this actually happened, zeha yamaisa v'chshiru. And the rabbi said, ultimately, again, the wine was muter b'shtiyah, you could even drink it. Says the Gemara, Am Ravashi, Kol Shebezav Tomei Ba'oviko Chavim Oziyai Nesech. So Ravashi says, any way in which a Zav transmits Tuma, meaning essentially anything that a Zav touches, would therefore result in the conveyance of Tuma, ultimately creates a Yayin Nesech issue as well. So Rashi points out over here, Kol Shebezav Tomei, Rashi says, Lo Ari Ravashi Behesit Klal, so we'll say the point over here that he's making is whenever there is a manner of contact in which or through which a zov could go ahead and convey tuma, so the similar situation by an akum would render the wine into yayin nesach. So the Gemara says, Kol she bezov tar, ba'oviko chavim eino osiyai nesach. Similarly, again, any situation where the zav would not convey tuma, ultimately an akum would not go ahead and convey yayin, and would not make it yayin nesach. Fine. So we'll say, so it seems to be saying that if you want to understand what type of mago, what type of connection renders wine into yayin esech, just use zav as a model. Wherever the zav conveys tuma, that type of connection, that type of, we'll call it the connection between the akum and the wine would render it yayin esech. Any situation where the connection would not allow the zav to convey tuma would not make the wine into yayin esach. So Eisei Gemara is the kasha, Eisei Rafuna Ravashi, not less hachavis v'zarka b'chamasa labar. If the akum picks up a barrel, in this case the Mishnah, akum picks up a barrel and he throws it in anger into the bar. So we'll say the reason why it's important with anger is because that's clear circumstantially that his intention is not for nesach. So what happens? Zehal yamaisem beishan. This actually happened in Beishan v'chshiru, and the Rabbanon said it's mutter. Rabbanon said mutter over here, as we said before in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, means b'shtiyah. You could even drink the wine. So we'll say the chiddush over here, of course, is even though the akum caused the wine to move, this is kocho. Nevertheless, the wine is going to be mutter. Now the Gemara makes an interesting diuk. B'chamaso in shelo b'chamaso lo. What's the diuk, Rabbanon? The diuk is that the reason the wine is going to be permitted is because the akum threw it in a state of anger. But if he wasn't angry, apparently the wine would be usur. Now look at Rashi, shelo b'chamaso lo, Alma Zarek Ovi Kochavim Osiyainesach Viluzov Shazarchev, it's Bikli Lotimu. Now I will say what you can infer from this is as follows. The reason that the wine doesn't become Yainesach is because the Zav is throwing it in a fit of anger, in a fit of rage. That's why ultimately it's going to be mutter. But if the Zav wasn't upset, right, if he wasn't upset and he just threw it, apparently it would make the wine Yainesach. Now I will say that doesn't follow the Zav model. Because in the Zav model, if a Zav takes an object and throws it at someone, he does not convey Tumah through that act of throwing. We just said before that whenever a Zav conveys Tumah, Yain becomes Nesach. Whenever the Zav does not convey Tumah, the wine remains okay. If the Zav were to throw an object, it would not convey Tumah. Using that same logic, if a Nachri, if an Akum, were to throw something into wine, it also shouldn't become Yain Nesach. Yet from here we see that the only reason it doesn't become Yain Nesach is apparently because he threw it in a fit of rage. He was angry. Therefore, because he was angry, he's preoccupied with that emotional outpouring, and therefore, again, Halacha Lemaisa, Halacha Lemaisa, he's not going to have the kavanas to make the wine into Yayin Esech. To which the Gemara says, no, the kis over here is different. Hasam de ka'azul minei umine. Look at Rashi. De ka'azul minei minei taf Rashi, samach aleph amud aleph. Shaholech umisgalgal hakli kol shah al yidev shumagalgalo. Umorido lebar hilchach shalo bechamaso lo de chashinan dilman naga. What's the kis about saying? When we say throw, it doesn't really mean throw. Rather, what does it mean? He rolled the barrel into the vat, or into the bar, into the vat of the wine. Rabbi said, now because he's rolling it, so he's pushing and pushing and pushing until it gets to the edge, and therefore there's a chashash that maybe he touched the wine as he was pushing the barrel in finally. So therefore the Mishnah makes the following distinction. If he's throwing it in a fit of rage, so we assume that his emotional preoccupation is with his rage, and therefore again he's not thinking about Avodah Zarah, therefore the wine is going to be mutter even bishtia, because number one, it's kocho, it's not his direct contact, but it's his koach, and it's his koach shalo bekavano. There's no intention here. I should say he's misasik. He's ultimately involved. He has another emotional preoccupation, i.e., his anger. But halach lemaisa, if he's not angry and he rolls the barrel in, then in that case one would have to be concerned because perhaps he actually touched the wine in the vat. In which case, ultimately, again, it'll be mutter bahano, but asr bishtia. All right, so we'll stop over here. Meretz Shalom will pick up with the Mishnah. Tzahan Samech Aleph tomorrow, wishing everyone a beautiful and restful Shabbos and a good Chodesh.